الكريم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله ولي الذين امنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات الى النور. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل نقطة من لساني يفقهوا قولي.
My most respected elders, ulama ikram,
my dear brothers,
alhamdulillah, it is the month of Ramadan, and therefore the speaker is a little bit low on energy, and I'm sure the listeners also do not want to exercise their minds, and whatever energy you want to store, reserve it a little bit, still half day to go. So inshallah, we'll just mention a few aspects that are beneficial for us just to reflect over a lot of the virtues of the month of Ramadan, the greatness of the month of Ramadan, the barakat of the month of Ramadan. We have been listening to in preparatory programs, and over the days in Ramadan itself also we are constantly reminded through the social media and through the different mediums regarding the auspiciousness of this month and what we should be doing. So I will just take this opportunity, inshallah, perhaps to mention a few couplets in the Urdu language so that it will be easy to listen to also, and we don't have to exert our mind too much, as long as we exert our heart, inshallah. Exert our heart towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that doesn't take too much of energy. Not sure if science has proven whether exerting the heart, the spiritual heart, exerting the physical heart definitely brings tiredness upon the body. But exerting the spiritual heart towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, I think it brings more freshness to a person. It brings more energy to a person. So, when we look at this month of Ramadan, and we think about the couplet in Urdu, Koi mujhse puche ke kya mangta hai. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu. If someone has to ask us this question, that what are you doing all of this for? Waking up early in the morning, having a meal. Who has a meal at the time of dawn? Waking up in the best part of your sleep to eat. And then after that you're going to the masjid, early morning prayer, salah. And then the whole day you're staying hungry. And then you're breaking your fast. And then after that, instead of taking a rest, a person goes and stands in the masjid for 20 long rakats. That's just only the basics of Ramadan being done. Apart from all the other exertion, tilawat of Quran, exertion in dua, exertion in the night, exertion at tahajjud, exertion in charity. You have to look at the situation, person will ask, what is all this being done for? So, koi mujhse puche ke kya mangta hai? What are you asking for? What are you trying to achieve? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta. That is the answer. That all of this is from Allah, for Allah, and to Allah. The objective, the purpose, the direction, the goal, everything is one. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta. If through all of this exertion and everything that I'm doing, if I achieve my goal and I achieve Allah, then it is all well spent, it's all well worth it. And if it is not sincere and the person is doing it out of strain and out of considering it a burden and regarding it to be just a type of senseless exercise, and we have to get through these days now, tick one day at a time, tick it off, tick it off. A person is just doing it as a matter of procedure. Then unfortunately, he will be fulfilled of his obligation, but he may not achieve his goal. He may not achieve his goal. Toh apne khuda se khuda mangta hai. wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. That, oh Allah, you become mine. You come into this heart of mine now. Allah's love must come into the place where it's supposed to be. Allah's love must now reside where it's supposed to reside. That residence which everything else has now taken residence of it. The distractions of the world, the attraction of the world, the occupation of the world, the inclination of the world, all of that must now change. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam explained to the Sahaba regarding taqwa. Purpose of this month is taqwa. So Nabi sallallahu sallam made ishara to his heart. And he said, At-taqwa, how? Taqwa resides here. This is the residence of the love of Allah, the obedience of Allah, the consciousness of Allah, the awareness of Allah, Rabbul Izzat. May apne khuda se khuda mangta. Allah Rabbul Izzat must now come into this heart. And this is the purpose of the month of Ramadan, and the purpose of our life, and the purpose of every day and night of our life, and the purpose of every breath of our life. That how we can achieve this elusive goal, how we can get this ultimate prize and award and achievement, that Allah Rabbul Izzat now resides in this heart and nothing else resides in this heart. O ho jaye mera, main ho jao uska, yehi raat din mein dua mangta. This is our plea, this is our cry, and this is what we are asking Allah Rabbul Izzat for, and this is what our month of Ramadan is for. Mention, Hadith Qudsi means a hadith where Allah Rabbul Izzat talks to his servant directly. The medium is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the message is from Allah directly. So in this Hadith Qudsi, Allah talks to each one of us. Ya abdi, ya ibadi. Allah says, utlubni, look for me, hunt for me, search for me. Allah is asking each and every one of us to find Him. Find me, Allah is saying. In wajadtani, wajadta kulla shay. Says, if you find me, after searching for me, after looking for me, after hunting for me, if you find your goal, you find Allah Rabbul Izzat, you find Allah's love, you find Allah's obedience, then wajadta kulla shay. You have achieved everything. You have achieved everything. Your mission is accomplished. And on the other hand, Allah says, wa in fittani. If you didn't exert yourself, you didn't apply yourself, you didn't try to find what your goal, maqsad, purpose, direction is. In fitan, you lost your way. You lost direction. Lost yourself. Like the Quran Sharif says, La takunu kalladina nasullah. Don't be like those who forgot Allah. Fansahum anfusahum, they forgot themselves. They lost themselves. Allah protect us from that. Allah help us to find Him. In wajadtani wajadta kulla shay, wa in fittani fitta kulla shay. Allah says, if you've lost your way, then you have lost everything. And this can be understood, as I said, we're going to make it a bit light, so you can listen to a little bit of ashar, although I'm not a singer, I don't have a very melodious voice. But in this Urdu shair, it is mentioned, agar tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Agar tu ek nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. The poet says it very beautifully. The explanation of this hadith is actually in this poem. Agar tu mera, if you have become mine, I have understood you. I have learnt your greatness. I have understood your greatness. I have recognized who you are. I recognize what you require of me, O Allah. I have come to know you in the manner that brings your complete obedience and love and itaat into my life. Agar tu mera, to sab mera. Then regard yourself to have achieved everything in life. Regard yourself to have achieved everything. Because with Allah everything comes. Happiness comes, contentment comes, fulfillment comes, satisfaction comes, salvation comes, protection comes, prosperity comes, goodness comes, virtue comes, ibadat comes, everything comes with Allah. Agar tu mera to sab mera. Falak mera zameen meri. The heaven becomes mine, the earth becomes mine. We walk on the earth, we are happy. We walk on the earth without worries, without stress, without pressure, without watching our back because we are honest, without any fear of anything because Allah is protecting us. So the heaven becomes ours, the earth becomes ours. Aur agar tu ek nahi mera. But if we are striving for everything else, and we are driving for everything else, and we are flying for everything else, and we are tiring ourselves for everything else, agar tu ek nahi mera, and we excluded Allah Rabbul Izzat from the equation, then what the hadith says, in fitani fitta kulla shay, to koi shay nahi meri, then we end up at square one. And ask those people who have worked for the world and earned the world and they have reached the end of their life with the world and ask them what they have achieved. We are not talking about forsaking the world. We are not talking about dispensing of worldly needs completely. But we are talking about a person who has given his heart and soul to the world. He has become a slave of the world. He has become obedient to the world. He has immersed himself in the love of the world and the wealth of the world and the people of the world. He has given his loyalty to the world. That is the type of person that is being spoken about. In fitani fitta kulla shay. Then he comes to the end of his life and he has achieved nothing. And that realization comes to that person also. That nothing has been achieved. Because achieving this world is achieving nothing. Therefore, my dear friends, these couplets that we are reciting are therefore reflection. Agar tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen mera. And ultimately, this month of Ramadan is for that. The aspect of tafakkur, the dabbur. We need to reflect over it. So we are looking for Allah. Where will we find Allah? What is the answer? Allah is asking us to look for Him. Where will we find Allah? We will find Allah in Baytullah. We are sitting in Baytullah at the moment. Inna al-masajid lillah. The house of Allah is the masjid. The residence where we will find Allah. Inna al-masajid lillah. Every masjid is the house of Allah. Is the residence of Allah. Allah is found here. Allah's consciousness is found here. Allah's obedience is found here. Allah's love is found in the masjid. Therefore Allah has made the masjid the markas of iman. It is the epicenter of a person's life. If a person cuts himself off from the masjid, he's cutting himself off from Allah. Allah protect us, my dear friends. Today our masjids are barren, our masjids are empty. Ask ourselves, are we connected to Allah or are we connected to or disconnected from Allah? So that is where we find Allah. Baytullah. Kitabullah. You want to find Allah? Kitabullah. Again, how much we have disconnected ourselves from Allah. If we have disconnected ourselves from Kitabullah, we have disconnected ourselves from Allah. My dear friends, we should make a lot of tawbah. We should be extensively repentant to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We have neglected the Kalamullah. We have neglected the Book of Allah. And we have neglected it, not in a small way, but in a big way. That link that Allah has given us to attain His ma'rifat, His recognition, His love, His connection, to find Him, to know Him, to love Him, we have disconnected that plug. Or rather, today's time, we rather say we have lost connectivity. You say nowadays there's no plugs. They don't use the dongles anymore. Now it's connectivity. So we have lost our network. We have lost connectivity. Why? Because we have abandoned the Quran. This is a reality, my respected friends. The Quran has a complaint against us. Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi takhadu hadha al-Qur'ana mahjura. Oh my Allah, my people have abandoned the Quran. The Nabi is complaining that my people have abandoned the Quran. Each and every one of us has to determine and ascertain how far we have drifted from the Quran. How much we have neglected the Quran. And we need to bring the Quran al-Kareem back into our lives. If we want to find Allah, we have to find Baytullah. We have to come back to Baytullah. We have to come back to Kitabullah. And to find Kitabullah, to know Kitabullah, we have to find Rasulullah. Rasulullah. Again, my dear friends, a point of connectivity problem. We have connected with everyone and everything. But what is our relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? All the areas of finding Allah, of knowing Allah, of gaining Allah, we have abandoned. And each person, each and every one of us, we can pick up our hands and we can regard ourselves as guilty. I am the most guilty. And of course, together with that, in Baytullah, to find Kitabullah, to know Kitabullah, to understand Kitabullah, to learn Rasulullah, to find Rasulullah, to know Rasulullah, we have to find Rijalullah. The pious servants of Allah. Those who have gained the ma'rifat of Allah. Those who know Allah. Those who have understood the ma'rifat of Allah. These are all aspects for us to understand in this month of Ramadan. So my dear friends, this month of Ramadan is not just here to teach us a few things about staying hungry, charity, and doing a few rites, senseless acts, or just dry rituals. But the month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, is here to teach us the lessons of life. We've got to redefine ourselves. We have to refocus that compass of reality, of haqiqat, of Allah's marifat and recognition, of Allah's love and obedience. And for that, as the poet says again, agarche pur khataye pir kaha jaye tera banda. We are all in this situation. We are the servants of Allah. We know how far we have drifted from reality. We are all looking for Allah. And we are pleading to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Agarche pur khataye pir kaha jaye tera banda. Oh Allah, we are full of errors. We have drifted far away. We are not claiming anything. We are acknowledging our position. We are acknowledging our negligence. We are acknowledging everything, O Allah. Agarche pur khata. We are full of these errors and mistakes and neglect and negligence. Agar kaha jaye tera banda. But where else do we have to go? Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed e karam aaya. O Allah, we have come back to your court, your door, O Allah. And we are asking you for you. So therefore, in this month of Ramadan, there are a few basic things we need to do. Number one, a very interesting thing that I heard recently. It was a piece of knowledge for me and I will convey this and share this with you. That from the very beginning of Ramadan, every day of Ramadan, each and every one of us has a moment of acceptance. Every night Allah is accepting our du'as. From the beginning of Ramadan, ask Allah Rabbul Izzat for Laylatul Qadr. Normally we only start thinking about Laylatul Qadr towards the last 10 nights. Ask Allah for Laylatul Qadr from today, from now. Focus our minds on achieving Laylatul Qadr and the ibadat and the obedience and the acceptance of Laylatul Qadr from now. So every moment, every day, every fast, every night, we will ask Allah for Laylatul Qadr. That is the first thing. For men it is easy. Fajr and Isha Salah with Jamaat, we will get the ibadat of the entire night. The reward of the ibadat of the entire night. And the third thing that we can do to build our capacity for Laylatul Qadr, to build our capacity for the last 10 nights, is to sit every night, apart from Taraweeh, apart from Iftar, apart from Maghrib and Isha, sit every night a few minutes. This is for building capacity. If a person can't sit five minutes tonight, if we can't sit for 10 minutes tonight, tomorrow night, then we won't be able to sit for an hour and 2 hours and 3 hours in the night of Laylatul Qadr. So therefore, sit for a few moments for Allah, to find Allah, asking for Allah, inshallah we will find Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the last thing we can do is, very important dua, our mashayikh have taught us this dua, that Allah has kept the month of Ramadan, the maqsad and the purpose, the goal, taqwa. So we ask Allah Rabbul Izzat that all those maqasid, and all those goals, and all of those things that you have regarded to be the objectives of Ramadan, everything that you have kept in taqwa, all the requirements of taqwa, O Allah, grant me all those qualities and instill in beauty into my heart. May Allah Rabbul Izzat grant us all the objectives of the month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana.